You're listening to 92.1 FM KLQP, Madison Dawson, online at klqpfm.com. Our live coverage of the 2022 commencement exercises at Canby High School being brought to you by Canby Co-op Credit Union, Canby Drug and Gifts, Cleveland Chevrolet, Egg Plus, Heartland Eye Care, Cadet's Chiropractic, Gems Market, First Security Bank, Olson Sanitation, Independent Oil Company, Cornerstone Cravings and Bakery, Canby Meat Center. Graduation coverage brought to you by Sturdivant of Canby, Panka Insurance Agency, Cockleman Construction, Nemitz Insurance, Larry's Refrigeration and Heating, Southwest Insurance Services, Canby Farmers Grain, Hero Sports Bar and Grill, Mortgage Capital, State Farm, Tony Arata. Commencement coverage brought to you by Canby Builder Supply, Doug Service and Marine, Rangard Electric, CAS Plumbing and Heating, P.K. Egan's Family Restaurant, Anholt Plumbing, American Family Insurance, Helena Agra, Yellow Medicine County 4-H, New Leaf Floral, and the Canby Chamber of Commerce. Our sponsors wish all of the Canby graduates in the class of 2022 best of luck in the future.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome to Canby High School for the 2022 graduation ceremony. And with me is Dr. Robert Slava, principal of Canby High School. And thanks for asking us to come again and broadcast it live.
You know, Paul, it's great to have you guys here. I talked to people about when we put it on the radio 2 years ago, and then last year we continued. And this year we should continue it again. This is a promotion of our community, a promotion of our kids here. This is, in my opinion, the greatest event that schools should be putting on. And really didn't think much of putting it on the radio until a couple years ago when we had to go and think differently. And right now, this year's senior class will be the class that I'll remember that has brought us out of COVID.
Yep.
As you can see, we are in the gym, standard graduation, and that was something that they were big into, was getting back to normal, getting back to something that they had remembered, their parents had remembered. And so I'm very thankful that you're here and that we're able to have a graduating class come through. And to be truthful, it's some of the unique things that have been just great for me to listen to after our conversation. That there's people from Alaska and from Hawaii and all over the country and sometimes all over the world listening to this graduation.
Online, yep.
Yep, it's absolutely fantastic. And we're going to give out the most scholarship money in Canby High School history here tonight.
Now, wow.
I'll announce the dollar figure when we get done with giving out the scholarships here tonight. But absolutely fantastic.
Tell us a little bit about the Blue and Gold Foundation. What's that?
The Blue and Gold Foundation was founded in 85, and it was founded to give out scholarship money to students going off to college. And in 1985, there was a group of Canby community people that turned around and started that scholarship fund. About 2000, there was a big push to get us some more money and some more donors. They've grown tremendously. Tonight they're going to give out a significant amount, and you'll have that in one of your programs there. Actually, it's in one of the programs for graduation. I think it's over 60,000 that they're going to give out tonight.
Wow.
Yeah. They take donations, but the biggest part of what we try to do with Blue and Gold is I try to get the kids to, like, we have a softener salt fundraiser, and the kids go out and sell softener salt. They sell it for a week and a half. We order it up, and I think last year it was about 5,000 total dollars they made for scholarships, and I think we sold right at about 2,000 bags of salt.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Awesome. That's
so
great.
The Blue and Gold Foundation has been around a while. They're a great group of people. I've belonged to the Blue and Gold. I've been on their board before. I no longer am. But they do a tremendous job trying to take care of our students.
Yep. So this is the most that you've given out
in
Canby history.
Yeah, about, I'm going to say in 2014, we gave out $1,000 per student, and that was a goal that the Blue and Gold, Foundation had. And here a couple years back, and I can't remember the exact one, I think it was about 4 or 5, we actually went over $100,000. And tonight it'll go quite a bit above that.
Okay, that's great. That's great news. Really helps the kids.
Oh, my goodness, yeah. On average, they're going to receive right at about $2,500, $3,000.
Okay. Good. Tell us what we're going to hear in the next hour here. You got the choir here, the band? And
we do. And, you know, we go through the program. It's a pretty standard program. We bring the kids in, march them in, have them sit down and take their seats. We got some guests. We got some senior speakers in Grace Dreets and Easton Antony, two of the finest kids you're ever going to meet. Just have great home, great parents, and they're good kids here at school. We have those be speaking. The choir sings. The band comes and plays. Some of the reasons why I think we should have graduation before the end of school is we have all the kids here.
Yep.
So it becomes a main event.
Awesome.
So, yeah.
How many seniors are there?
There are 53 graduating seniors, and we are currently at 100%.
All right. That's great.
That is one of those things that is a goal that we have every year, and I am very thankful that we have been able to achieve it this year.
All right. Well, thank you so much for having us again, and we're looking forward to the ceremony here.
Thanks, Paul.
You bet.
Talk to you later, sir.
Dr. Robert Saba, principal here at Camby High School, and we'll take a brief break here, and when we come back, we'll start the Camby High School graduation ceremony.
Graduates, you may be seated. Welcome, graduates, parents, Board of Education, faculty, and friends to Camby High School's 126th commencement ceremony. We gather today to recognize and honor the accomplishments of the graduating class of 2022. Thank you to Dr. Slaba and all the faculty and staff for everything you have done to prepare these graduates for graduation. Graduation is an important milestone that signifies the crossing over to another chapter in your lives. Today, you are students, but soon you'll be graduates of Camby Public Schools. While you are still students, I do have a couple of ideas on what can help you successfully pursue your dreams once you walk out these doors and into this great world that awaits you. Since you're in kindergarten, you've been asked multiple times, what do you want to be when you grow up? At that age, you dreamed of being a doctor, a firefighter, police officer, or an actor, an actress. Whatever you wished to be, it was your dream at that time. Your dream may have changed over the years, but hopefully you still have your mind set on something. So let's start with dreams. It is important that you all have one. Dreams will motivate you to keep moving forward, and they will push you to continue to learn. The pursuit of your dream is sometimes referred to as the yes factor in life. Yes, this is what I want to do. Yes, this makes me happy. Yes, I want to accomplish my dream someday. If you haven't found that yes or dream yet, keep searching. Robert Kennedy once said, "There are those who look at things the way they are and ask why. I dream of things that never were and ask why not." Even when you are not quite certain you are pursuing the right degree or career, trust your heart and intuition and do whatever gives you that yes in life. Your dream can act as your North Star and help guide you in your career, your service to your community, and your personal life. Next, I ask you all to keep your lives fresh. What does this mean? Good question. Keep learning and growing in your entire life. Don't get stuck in a rut of daily routines that get in the way of you growing. It is said that the greatest prohibitor of staleness is growth. If you continue to grow, you will have fresh thoughts and fresh ideas that will help you grow in your personal life and in your career. No matter what you do in life, continue to be someone people can trust. There's no better compliment in life than when someone who tells you they can trust you. When those you love, work with, or have friendships with say they trust you, then you are doing something right. Everything else will fall in line with your dreams and aspirations. Someone who is trustworthy also has strong integrity. What you say matches with what you do in your life. Integrity and trust are two qualities that will help you become successful. The last characteristic or trait I'm going to share with you this evening that I feel will help you in your future is a term that we must all learn at some point in our lives. As graduates of CHS in 2022, you have all experienced something over the last couple of years that will help you handle adversity. The ability to deal with a state of serious misfortune. You have all had to overcome a great amount of adversity the past couple of years. Regardless of all the curveballs thrown at your way, you continue to push forward with a positive attitude. The class of 2022 continued to make the best of what they had, and you were not about to let a pandemic impact your high school career. You definitely took lemons and made lemonade. I was extremely impressed and proud on how well you dealt with your misfortunes, whether it was the cancellation of sports, class, having to wear a mask, not being allowed to hang out with friends. You all handled it with grace and dignity. You proved to the world that you have the ability to handle adversity, and this is not an easy task. Your ability to learn from these experiences over the past few years and adapt demonstrates how prepared you are for the next stage in your life. When you leave CHS, remember to follow your dreams. Keep it fresh, be trustworthy, and continue to deal with adversity in a positive manner. You have the skills and the knowledge to do great things. I want to leave you with this quote tonight from Winston Churchill. Now is not the end. It is not the beginning of the end, but it is perhaps the end of the beginning. Over the past 13 years, you have been preparing yourself for this moment. Tonight is the beginning of the next stage of your life. I have all the confidence in the world in you. Over the years, you have demonstrated your commitment to excellence, hard work, compassion, and willingness to serve others. Success will find you in whatever field you choose to enter in the future. Class of 2022, you have persevered through so much, pushed forward, and made the best of the situation. Congratulations, and I wish you the best. And remember, it is a great day to be a Lancer.
Old man being interviewed, turning 102 today. They asked him what the secrets lie. He looked up from his old pie, laughed and said, all I can say is, don't blink. Just like that, you're 6 years old and you take a nap and wake up and you're 25 and your high school sweetheart becomes your wife. Don't blink, you just might miss your babies growing like mine did, turning into moms and dads. Next thing you know, you better have a 50 years there in bed, and you're praying God takes you instead. Trust me, friend, 100 years goes faster than you think. So don't wait. Well, I was glued to my TV when you looked like you looked at me and said, best start putting first things first. When your hourglass runs out of sand, you can't rip it over and start again. Take every breath God gives you for what it's worth. Don't blink. Just like that, you're 6 years old and you take a nap and you wake up and you're 25 and your high school sweetheart becomes your wife. Don't blink. You just might miss your babies growing like mine did, turning into moms and dads. Next thing you know, you better have a 50 years there and there. Praying God takes you instead. Trust me, friend, 100 years goes faster than you think. Don't blink. Trying to slow it down, I've been trying to take it easy. In this here today, gone tomorrow world we're living in. Don't wait, just like that, you're 6 years old and you take a nap and wake up and you're 25 and your high school sweetheart becomes your wife. Don't wait, you just might miss your babies growing like mine did, turning into moms and dads. Next thing you know, you better have a 50 years there in bed. And you pray God takes you instead. Trust me, friend, 100 years goes faster than you think. So don't blink. No, don't blink.
Welcome, everyone, to the graduation ceremony of the graduating class of 2022.
I'm Easton Anthony.
And I am Grace Street.
Here we are giving the graduation speech as we're about to leave high school.
It is fun to think back of all the memories we had together as a class.
All these memories come from the classroom, outside of school, sports, or activities we are involved in.
I'm glad to see everyone here and that they've all earned their participation points.
Hold up. Does anyone have gum? Oh, that's a point.
Oh, wait, did Parker arrive here safely?
That depends if he drove or not.
Speaking of driving, should we mention Crystal's multiple accidents while driving?
Yeah, I don't think we have time for that.
Let's hope we get through this speech without a fire alarm being pulled.
Good thing we aren't taking an Algebra 2 test.
Or in Brainerd learning about bus safety.
With minions following us on the way there.
Hey, did you hear that some kids in our grade aren't even going to college because they already have a career in boxing?
Anyways, let's look back to junior high when we had to sit in those faulty desks.
Yeah, how did that fall feel, Mackenzie?
Yeah, we probably shouldn't pick on our teachers.
But in Mrs. Schulke's class, water was somehow poured on Aaron and Morris's head by an English teacher.
I wouldn't want to mess with that teacher. Trust me.
Speaking of Mrs. Schulke, her geometry class was really fun, right, E?
Yeah, and we boys felt the urge to become carpenters and fix the tile wall with masking tape.
Too bad you boys couldn't figure out how to fix Joseph's teeth in the weight room.
And let's not forget that the weight room treadmill got the best of Zandra.
I feel the need that all of us should get a fine arts credit in photography in our 10th grade English class.
I agree. There are many TikToks being made. We should just skip over quarantine and go right into junior year.
Do you remember when Luke and Crystal turned Canby High School into a zoo with all the animals they brought in?
Yeah, I do. But let's not forget when Demetrius tried to take a little swim in Lake Sylvan.
Did you know that a ceiling tile is a really good hiding place for a broken Chromebook?
Hey, Tristan, you look really good in your cap and gown today.
Thanks to Riley and Olivia for creating the promposal rule in Mr. Lepke's class.
That states only serious and appropriate proposals can be made in this classroom.
Speaking of prom, junior year prom was the first one we got to experience and where we learned about Aaron's obsession with Jennifer Aniston.
Aaron, can you remember the portrait you had of her, or when she was sitting next to you in that boat?
He probably doesn't remember that, but everyone does remember everything that happened in college chem this year.
Let's start this off with a bang.
Just like when that beaker exploded. Right, Morgan?
But don't worry, we learned a lot, especially how to make hay on hay day.
Mrs. Cobb was so kind and gave us a 4-minute break, but we thought a 15-minute break sounded better.
In this break, we decided we needed to strengthen our musical skills in the band room.
Mrs. Kellogg taught us that the definition of distilled water is water from which impurities have been removed by one or more process of distillation.
So the purpose is not to squirt it at people during a lab?
I guess not, but Kyle seemed to think it was.
Water wasn't the only thing flying through the air.
Candy was thrown every time Slava came in, if we were on our best behavior.
Or it was an intense marshmallow fight.
Having events and sports going back to normal this year was a huge blessing. The mask mandate was lifted, prom was back to normal, we held Pep Fest and coronation inside this year.
Speaking of coronation, the class voted a pretty cool king and queen for homecoming.
Looking around, I see that we all have a bright future ahead of ourselves.
Especially Max, who has chosen to be the mayor of Green Lake in economics.
With technology not being our English teacher's best friend, incorporating kickball to distress was our solution.
Those are the times we truly remember in class.
We would like to thank Dr. Slaba, high school staff, parents, friends, family, and fellow classmates for a wonderful 6 years.
On a serious note, the class of 2022 had some great memories together, and it's a lot to take in and realize that it'll be a long time until every single one of us will be in the same room again.
Overall, the class of 2022 has a reputation for being hardworking and a dependable class, and we are very proud of that.
As we go our separate ways, remember the memories made, the lessons learned, and the friendships formed.
We would like to end this speech with a powerful quote by the infamous Dr. Seuss.
Sometimes you'll never know the value of a moment until it becomes a memory. The Blue and Gold Foundation, represented by President Darren Hausman and Teresa Hinches, would like to award the following scholarships. The Blue and Gold Valedictorian and Salutatorian Scholarships of $1,700 each are awarded to Johanna Hansen and Elizabeth Nimitz, respectively.
The Blue and Gold Foundation provides scholarships to all Canby High School graduates who qualify. Started in 1985, the group had a goal of raising enough money to provide each graduate with a $1,000 scholarship. The fund has grown and the amount increased thanks to a community effort of fundraising and support. This year, 50 scholarships totaling $61,000 are being presented.
The three $1,200 Esther and Wesley Harms scholarships are awarded to Rachel Harding, Presley Wiesman, and Alexis Wallum.
The Esther and Wesley Harms Endowment Scholarship is one of the first endowments Blue and Gold received. Their gift has helped Canby grads since 1985 and continues to provide funds for future grads. Endowments and memorials help keep the Blue and Gold Fund healthy. If you'd like to contribute in that way, check out information on the school website.
Take a pic. Two $1,200 G.O. Miller and Carolyn Miller scholarships go to Nathaniel Prokop and Megan Toll.
The G.O. Miller and Carolyn Miller scholarships are given to students entering an ag-related field. In the case where there are a few ag majors, the scholarship is open to others.
The Betty Merritt Memorial Scholarship of $1,200 is awarded to Morgan Noyes.
Betty Merritt taught at Canby Public Schools from 1948 to 1985. She treasured learning both in the classroom and out. She found that she learned from her community volunteer work in ways different from general studies and felt that we all have a duty to give back when you are blessed. And living in Canby was always a blessing to her. The Betty Merritt Memorial Scholarship
The Canby Firemen award a $600 scholarship with a matching scholarship from Blue and Gold to Aaron Butel.
The Canby Firemen Scholarship is awarded to a student attending a two-year institution. The Canby Firemen raise enough money through a yearly steak fry and calendar sales. They are happy to support our hometown kids.
Clark Hansen VFW Post 117 Canby would like to award a $600 scholarship with a matching scholarship from Blue and Gold to Kyla Rangard.
This scholarship is awarded to a student who has a parent or grandparent who is a veteran. Clark Hansen VFW Post 117 supports Canby kids through this scholarship and encourages kids to participate in contests such as the Voice of Democracy and Patriots Pen.
The Harold and Glendora Bliss family would like to award a $600 scholarship with a matching scholarship from Blue and Gold to Kyle King.
The Bliss Scholarship is awarded to a student who is pursuing either ag or nursing. It was given in memory of Harold and Glendora, who farm near Canby. Glendora was also a nurse at Canby for many years.
The Milt and Lois Hansen Memorial Scholarship of $1,200 goes to Max Abrahamson.
The Milton Lois Hanson Memorial is given to a student pursuing an ag-related major. Milton Lois Hanson farmed near Camby. Lois continued to farm after Milt passed away, and she was active in many community organizations.
The Dakota Wind Ben Tubson Memorial $1,200 scholarship goes to Nathan DeVos.
The scholarship is given in memory of Ben Tubson, a 1998 graduate of Camby High School, former EMS employee. It was awarded to a student pursuing a renewable resources or science major.
The American Legion Post 457 of Porter would like to award a $600 scholarship with a matching scholarship from Blue and Gold to Maya Wente.
The American Legion Post 457 of Porter is committed to mentoring youth and sponsorship of wholesome programs in their communities, advocating patriotism and honor, promoting strong national security, and continued devotion to our fellow service members and veterans.
The Lon Clarkson will present the Helena Agra Enterprises $1,200 scholarship to Ryder Luchin.
Helena Agra Enterprises is happy to award a $1,200 scholarship to the senior as a token of thanks to the community for support shown over the years.
Allison Winters will present the LaVon Frau Winters Memorial Scholarship. LaVon Frau Winters' teaching career at Camby High School spanned most of her adult life, and she had pride for the students that she taught. Though Frau moved away from the Camby community several years ago, she continued to cheer on the Lancers online. The Camby community, agriculture, and education were always important to her, and the family are pleased to offer this scholarship in her memory of $1,200, which is awarded to Cecilia Nelson.
LaVon Frau Winters was a teacher at Camby High School from 71 to 2006. She taught English, theater, language arts, media, and German, as well as coaching the speech team, directing plays, and overseeing the prom at Camby High School. This scholarship is given to a senior pursuing a degree in either education or ag.
David Vogt will present the Sally Vogt Memorial Scholarship, which is presented to Aiden Bruns.
Sally Vogt was an avid supporter of the Camby Public Schools. She served on the Camby School Board for 20-some years and chaired the Board of Regional Education Cooperative based in Marshall for the same length of time. Sally's parents were charter donors to the Blue and Gold Foundation, and Sally served on the board as well.
The Tom Jelen Memorial Scholarship of $1,200 is awarded to Grace Dreets.
The Tom Jelen Memorial Scholarship is awarded to a senior entering a medical-related major.
The Blue and Gold would like to present the Mark and Stephen Schultz Memorial Scholarship of $1,200 to Lydia Thompson.
This scholarship is given in memory of Mark and Stephen Schultz, who were Camby High School graduates. It is given to a student entering an ag or medical-related field.
The Berkus Manufacturing Agricultural Innovation Scholarship of $1,200 is presented to Blake Stokes.
This scholarship is solely on behalf of David Berkus, and Berkus Manufacturing is given to a student interested in agriculture and agriculture innovation. Berkus Manufacturing produced scales. Dave had patented to measure and test grain.
Ag Plus Cooperative of Camby presents a $600 scholarship with a matching grant from Blue and Gold to Riley Sigler.
Ag Plus Cooperative is happy to support Camby's kids by sponsoring a scholarship for a Camby High School graduate.
So the students know, we'll be doing two groups on this next one, the community initiative. We'll call half of you up, and then I'll call the rest of you up here in a little bit. The community initiative scholarship of $1,200 each will be divided into two groups. Scholarships are awarded to Joseph Anderson, Kaylin Anderson, Easton Anthony, Natalie Bach, Robert Berry, Zandra Bordwick, Crystal Ishens, Haley Evian, Mackenzie Evian, Maya Gorder, Elise Hansen, Ryan Hansen, Gabrielle Harding, Tyler Heideman, and Delaney Hausman.
The Blue and Gold Community Initiative Scholarship was created to provide every qualifying student graduating from Canby High School with a scholarship for post-secondary education. Students must apply for the scholarship and must be a senior at Canby High School, taking a minimum of 3 credits per semester. They must have at least a 2.0 grade point average by quarter three to qualify. This year, 29 students are receiving a community initiative scholarship. And there will be a second group here coming up on stage here.
The other half of the community initiative scholarships are awarded to Mackenzie Januszewski, Dylan Lasek, Lily MacArthur, Nathan Morris, Lauren Olson, Jaslyn Rudy Keezer, Ty Stokes, Levi Thorpe, Cameron Upkin, Tristan Upkin, Rohan Venkatesan Villa, Parker Verhelst, Olivia Vogt, and Alyssa Wallum.
Once again, the Blue and Gold Community Initiative Scholarship was created to provide every qualifying student graduating from Canby High School with a scholarship for post-secondary education.
Andy Guptill, representing the L.A. Amundson Scholarship Foundation, in conjunction with First Security Bank of Canby, would like to award scholarships to the following students: Max Abrahamson, Kaylin Anderson, Easton Anthony, Grace Streets, Maya Gorder, Johanna Hansen, Ryan Hansen, Gabriel Harding, Rachel Harding, Mackenzie Januszewski, Kyle King, Ryder Luchin, Lily MacArthur, Nathan Morris, Elizabeth Nemitz, Kyla Rangard, Megan Toll, Presley Wiesman, Alexis Wallum, and Elisa Wallum.
The L.A. Amundson Scholarship, in conjunction with First Security Bank Canby, have given $483,250 since 2003. Just this year, $69,000 in scholarships are being given out to Canby first and second year applicants. Applicants' parents must maintain their primary banking relationship with them. Over the years, the L.A. Amundson Foundation has awarded a total of $7,178,000 in scholarships.
Lori Sisk, representing the Sanford Health Network, Canby, awards a $2,000 scholarship to Mackenzie Evian.
Sanford Canby Medical Center seeks to offer a $2,000 scholarship opportunity for students pursuing a post-secondary degree in health-related field. By offering the scholarship, they are making an investment in our region's future workforce and the communities we serve. Students do not need to be a Sanford Health employee to apply.
The family of Taden Cruz would like to present the Taden's Purpose Scholarship. This is the first year for this scholarship. Taden is remembered with a big grin, a nod, a tipping of his hat, asking about your day and wanting to hear the answer, a listening ear, a hug. Are these things of any value? Are they worth anything to you? To certain persons at a certain time in life, they are invaluable. These were things that Taden exhibited regularly. As his family, we can tell you that we have been greatly blessed by stories from many people that were recipients of Taden's smile and actions. As his family, who misses those things so much, we want them to continue through you. There is not a class that teaches these things. These are no majors in college called Daily Kindness to Declare. You have to decide to include these as part of your day. You have to cultivate these acts. It takes no special skills or tools, no particular talent to display them. It takes no money or extra time to pass out these smiles and nods. We want to encourage this in your lives. We want to reward someone who does value these attributes and displays them. Taden's sheep will help us accomplish this each year. Taden's income from the sheep was about $2,000. We, the Cruzy family would like to award two scholarships, $1,000 each, in Caden's memory and honor to a couple of students who will also pass on the smile, the nod, and the hug. We are pleased to tell you that this was a very difficult decision. Today, we are happy to award the Taden's Purpose Scholarship to Parker Verhelst and Cameron Ufkin.
The Taden's Purpose Scholarship is given in memory of Caden Cruzy, class of 2023, who passed away last year. This scholarship is awarded to students who exhibit the qualities of respect and kindness, with the hopes they continue to share these gifts with others.
The family of Brad Noyes will present this first year of the Brad Noyes Memorial Scholarship. Brad was a 1992 Canby High School graduate, where he was a five-year varsity letter winner. He was a loving husband, a father, a son, and a brother. He could light up a room with his smile and his laugh. He enjoyed farming and the love for playing cards with his family and friends. Brad fought cancer courageously and aggressively, but lost the battle August 16th, 2018. With the help of family and friends from a Buck Euchre tournament, we were able to raise funds for this scholarship. This year's scholarship of $1,500 is awarded to Max Abrahamson.
The scholarship of $1,500 is awarded in memory of Brad Noyes, a 1992 grad, a five-year varsity wrestler. He is lovingly remembered by family and friends with this scholarship.
Deb Pohl, representing Minnesota West, awards the Marble Lutheran Church Scholarship of $1,000 to Cecilia Nelson.
The Marble Lutheran Church of Marble Township set up a scholarship fund when the church disbanded. It is used for a student living in the area that will be attending Minnesota West and Technical College.
Jim Canan, representing Interstate Telecom of Clear Lake, will present the $600 Interstate Telecom Dean E. Anderson Scholarship to Grace Dreets.
The ITC offers a $600 scholarship to a high school senior planning to attend a post-secondary institution located in Minnesota or South Dakota. The recipients must reside within the ITC service area.
Lori Sisk will present the Canby Rotary Club scholarships of $500 each to Joanna Hansen and Maya Wente.
Two Rotary scholarships of $500 will be awarded to seniors based on their past record, scholastic ability, and leadership ability. The Rotary Foundation and local clubs invest in our future leaders by funding scholarships for undergraduate and graduate study.
DeLon Clarkson, representing the Canby Lions Club, awards a scholarship of $500 to Lily MacArthur.
The Canby Lions Club Scholarship is an award of $500 given to a senior and is based on scholastic and leadership ability.
Dr. Robert Slava Jr. will present the next seven scholarships. The Co-op Credit Union of Montevideo Canby Branch awards a $500 scholarship to Natalie Bach.
This is a $500 scholarship to be awarded to a graduating senior who plans to advance his or her education at any post-secondary institution.
The Yellow Medicine County 4-H Leaders Council presents a $1,000 scholarship and a $500 scholarship to Megan Toll and Kyla Rangard, respectively.
Students who have been active in 4-H are eligible to apply for this award. Megan Toll has been active in 4-H for 9 years and served on the Leaders Council as Vice President. Kyla Rangard has been active in 4-H for 11 years.
The Yellow Medicine County Soybean Growers Association is sponsoring a $500 scholarship, which is awarded to Kyle King.
The Yellow Medicine County Soybean Growers Association is a farmer-run organization comprised of local soybean farmers. This organization promotes soybean usage to help enhance profitability for our local farmers. Each year, a scholarship of $500.
A County Farm Credit Services awards a $500 scholarship to Max Abrahamson.
A Country Farm Credit Services is a financial services cooperative that provides credit and financial management services to producers and agribusinesses. The Madison office awards a $500 scholarship.
Canby Farmers Grain presents a scholarship of $500 to Megan Toll.
Canby Farmers Grain Company recognizes the importance of agriculture to our community and its future with a $500 scholarship to a senior entering an ag program.
The Canby Masonic Lodge, number 147, would like to award a $1,000 scholarship to Riley Sigler.
The Masons of Minnesota affirm their faith in education and public schools by presenting a scholarship based on work habits, attitude, ideas, sense of purpose, degree of self-direction, leadership, loyalty, and citizenship. This is a $500 scholarship.
The Knights of Columbus Council, number 1108, would like to present a $500 scholarship to Easton Anthony.
Knights of Columbus Council 1108 awards a $500 scholarship to a Catholic student who emphasizes the principles of unity, charity, and patriotism.
Wendy Sturzinger will present the Dwayne Shalek Memorial Scholarship, which is awarded to a CHS wrestler. This year's recipient is Parker Verhelst.
Dwayne Shalek was a faithful supporter of the Canby wrestling program throughout his life. He graduated from Canby High School in 1962. He was the first wrestler from Canby High School to compete in the Minnesota State High School wrestling tournament.
J.C. Weber and her daughter will present the J. Christensen Memorial Scholarship of $500 to Ryan Hansen.
J.T. Christensen's family gives this scholarship to recognize Jay's love for and dedication to Canby Lancer athletics. Jay had a passion for all sports. If he wasn't on the field helping coach football, on the court reffing basketball, or behind home plate umping baseball, you could find him in the stands or on the
field. Mr. Ryan Nielsen, superintendent of schools, will present the next five scholarships. The Dave Hinch's Family Aviation Scholarship of $500 each is awarded to two individuals this year, Ryder Luchin and Alexis Wallum.
Two scholarships of $500 each are awarded to students entering the aviation field. This year's recipients have both earned their private pilot's license this year, and both intend to go in the aviation field.
The Benjamin Tubson Memorial Canby Trap Team Scholarships are given in memory of Ben and his love for the outdoors. These are awarded to students who have shown an interest in shooting and hunting sports in the hopes that they will remain active in the support of their hunting heritage. This year, two $250 scholarships go to Joseph Anderson and Natalie Bach.
Two scholarships of $250 are awarded to senior members of the Canby Trap Shooting Team in memory of Benjamin Tubson.
The Peden Cole Gary American Legion Auxiliary presents a $300 scholarship to Kyla Rangard.
The Peden Cole Gary American Legion Auxiliary is proud to present a scholarship to a student who has a relative who was or is in the military. Students complete an essay on what they know about the American Legion and the Auxiliary and how they are important to veterans, families, and communities.
Our Savior's Lutheran Church $500 foundation scholarship goes to Rachel Harding.
The Our Savior's Lutheran Church Foundation is pleased to award a $500 scholarship to a member of Our Savior's Lutheran Church. The scholarship was created to support the educational goals of OSL students. OSL is very proud of their youth, and we wish them the very best in their educational aspirations.
Catholic United Financial awards a $300 scholarship to Kyla Rangard.
Catholic Aid Association is a 131-year-old fraternal benefit society. They work with Catholic churches to help support their education programs. A scholarship award is a one-time member benefit, while the average scholarship recipient is a recent high school graduate. Catholic United members of any age.
Missy Hansen, representing Canby for Kids, will present their $500 scholarship to Maya Gorder.
Canby for Kids, formerly known as Canby JCs, Canby for Kids is a local nonprofit and organization focused on providing fun activities and opportunities to the Canby area youth.
Lori Kaloff, representing the Midwest Cattlemen's Association, presents a $500 scholarship to Megan Toll.
The Midwest Cattlemen offers scholarships to the youth who are involved in the organization and plan to pursue an agricultural major. Megan has served as the Midwest Cattlemen's Youth Ambassador for 3 years. She plans to pursue a degree in agricultural communications.
Perry Fink, representing the Canby High School Letterpersons Club, would like to award the following senior athletic scholarships of $300 each to Easton Anthony, Aiden Bruns, Grace Dreets, Ryan Henson, Mackenzie Janizeski, Morgan Noyes, Blake Stokes, Parker Verhelst, Presley Wiesman, and Maya Wente.
Senior boys and girls are recognized for their participation in athletics. Winners are chosen based on the number of letters earned in their high school career, awards given them such as MVP and if they were a captain in a sport.
The Canby High School Student Council, represented by advisor Amy Gorder, would like to award scholarships to the following senior student council members: Easton Anthony, Grace Dreets, Maya Gorder, Gabrielle Harding, Rachel Harding, Kyle King, Morgan Noyes, and Presley Wiesman.
The senior student council members are awarded scholarships based on participation and service. They have demonstrated leadership ability, organizational skills, and devotion to their school and community. Student council members must apply to be a part of the group and can join starting in ninth grade.
Mr. Dan Luchin, representing the Canby FFA Booster Club Scholarships, would like to award scholarships to Ryder Luchin, Morgan Noyes, and Megan Toll.
Scholarships are awarded to seniors who apply and who have demonstrated leadership and active participation in FFA. The FFA scholarships are sponsored by the FFA Boosters. They are awarded according to years involved in the Canby FFA program.
Mrs. Tammy Peterson, NHS advisor, presents the CHS National Honor Society Scholarship to senior members: Easton Anthony, Aiden Bruns, Grace Dreets, Johanna Hansen, Ryan Hansen, Elise Hansen, Gabrielle Harding, Rachel Harding, Mackenzie Janizeski, Morgan Noyes, Kyla Rangard, Blake Stokes, Lydia Thompson, Megan Toll, Cameron Upkin, Presley Wiesman, Maya Wente, Alexis Wallum, and Alyssa Wallum.
National Honor Society scholarships are partially funded by the American Red Cross. Canby's National Honor Society holds two blood drives here at Canby High School every year. This year, students collected 128 pints of blood. NHS members also ring the bell for the Salvation Army during the holiday season. NHS also packages weekend lunches for in-need elementary students. And this year they have raised over $12,000 for the program and sent home over 1,500 sack lunches.
On behalf of the class of 2022, I would like to thank all of the donors and all of the people that have contributed their time, talents, and treasures to our students and their scholarships tonight. Tonight, I am pleased to announce that we are at an all-time high for any Clamby High School class. Tonight, we have given out over $142,000 to these students. I would like to thank you. I remind students frequently that this community, they like you. Nice job.
Now we'll have a music selection by the concert choir. Candidates, please rise. As the candidates of the 126th graduating class at Canby High School line up, I would like to take this opportunity and inform the individuals that want to take pictures that the area between the chairs that the kids are sitting in are available for you to come forward and take pictures. The students comprising the 2022 graduating class of Canby High School have fulfilled the requirements set forth by the state of Minnesota and the Canby School Board. These candidates
Well, we've lost our connection to the Canby School. We're working to reestablish that. Hopefully, we'll get the ceremony on again shortly, so please bear with us. You're listening to KLQP, Madison Dawson. We're coming up on minute before 8 o'clock.
Cecilia Lynn Nelson. Elizabeth Bay Nimitz. Morgan Arlene Noyes. Stephen Francis Odette Jr. Lauren Elise Olson. Nathaniel Donald Prokop. Kyla May Rangard. Jaslyn Rain Rudy Keezer. Riley Ray Sigler. Blake Adam Stokes. Ty Michael Stokes. Lydia Grace Thompson. Levi James Thorpe. Megan Alexis Toll. Cameron Jennifer Ufkin. Kristen Nathan Ufkin. Rohan Matthias Venkatesan Villa. Parker Lee Verhelst. Wesley Lee Wiesman. Olivia Eve Vogt. Maya Lynn Wente. Alexis Ann Wollum. Alyssa Elizabeth Wollum. Ladies and gentlemen, may I present to you Canby High School's class of 2022.
Ken. Thank you for listening to the 2022 Canby High School commencement ceremony tonight, and thanks to all our fine sponsors from the Canby area.
Our live coverage of the 2022 commencement exercises at Canby High School being brought to you by Canby Co-op Credit Union, Canby Drug and Gifts, Cleveland Chevrolet, Ag Plus, Heartland Eye Care, Cadet's Chiropractic, Gems Market, First Security Bank, Olson Sanitation, Independent Oil Company, Cornerstone Cravings and Bakery, Canby Meat Center. Graduation coverage brought to you by Sturdivant of Canby, Panka Insurance Agency, Cockleman Construction, Nemitz Insurance, Larry's Refrigeration and Heating, Southwest Insurance Services, Canby Farmers Grain, Hero Sports Bar and Grill, Mortgage Capital, State Farm, Tony Arata. Commencement coverage brought to you by Canby Builder Supply, Doug Service and Marine, Rangard Electric, CAS Plumbing and Heating, P.K. Egan's Family Restaurant, Anholt Plumbing, American Family Insurance, Helena Agra, Yellow Medicine County 4-H, New Leaf Floral, and the Canby Chamber of Commerce. Our sponsors wish all of the Canby graduates in the class of 2022 best of luck in the future.
It's 7 minutes after 8. Great music for Gary, Clear Lake, and Millbank, South Dakota on Q92 KLQP-FM.
I'm in a hurry to get things done. Oh, I rush until life's no fun. All I really gotta do is live and die, but I'm in a hurry and don't know why. Don't know why I have to drive so fast. My car has nothing to prove. It's not you, but it'll do 0 to 60 in 5.2. I'm in a hurry to get things done. Oh, I rush and rush until life's no fun. All I really gotta do is live and die, but I'm in a hurry and don't know why. Can't be late, I leave in plenty of time. Shaking hands with the clock, I can't stop. I'm on a roll and I'm ready to rock. Oh, I'm in a hurry to get things done. Oh, I rush and rush until life's no fun. All I really gotta do is live and die, but I'm in a hurry and don't know why. It's a race and there ain't no room for someone in second place. I'm in a hurry to get things done. I rush and rush until there's no point.
God and luck, and I live to love Texas, man. looked upon those Houston faces, spent Hollywood nights up in Beverly Hills, but they weren't nothing like one night down in Brownsville. I'm a country plowboy, not a urban cowboy, and I don't ride bulls, but I have bought some men driving pickup truck, trusting God and luck, and I live to love Texas women. I'm a pretty fair judge of the opposite sex, and I ain't seen nothing that will touch 'em yet. They may be from Waco or out in Lampasas, but one thing about